Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for the upcoming football season with Moran Chevrolet, a proud sponsor of Cash the Ticket. It's time to elevate your tailgate with the right truck, the 26 Silverado 4x4 LT Crew Cab. You can lease one now, $265 a month, 24 months. You can check out the all-new 2026 Equinox LT. Lease that, $295 a month, 36 months. And if you're thinking about EVs, you're a big Doug Karsh guy. Skip the gas station altogether with the 25 Equinox. $209 a month, 24 months. All payments are with only $999 down. It's Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. Find your ride fast at MoranExpress.com or stop by on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
You know, I'm a huge fan of Hungry Howie's, but I'm a lot more than a happy customer. I'm a happy crustomer. Yeah, crustomer. Because I'm all about that pepperoni pizza with Italian herb crust. But don't take my word for it. There's a bold flavor for every kind of crustomer. Garden salad veggie lovers, Howie breadheads, the butter cheese crust crowd. Hungry Howie's has your back. And from September 4th to the 14th, they're showing their crustomer appreciation with 25% off any total order. Order any way you want. The menu's at HungryHowie's.com.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
The next big game we have as we work down your Saturday slate, it's down in Florida as Miami lays 17.5 against South Florida.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Wasn't South Florida just a 17.5 point dog last week and they won outright? Now, why is the book doing this, Mike?
You know what to do. The worst thing that happened to South Florida was winning that game. Full stop. Because now Captain Poopy Pants, Mario Cristobal, has his team's attention. That was the worst thing as far as pertains to this game. If you're South Florida, we hearken. Jim and I, one of our favorite bets and one of the only bets that got right in week one, we loved South Florida over Boise. It was a big game for them. You're playing a brand name. They beat them. Then they go down to the swamp. Massive game. Biggest win arguably in school history. You beat them. Do you know what you don't do three times in a row? Bring your A game. It just doesn't happen. I don't care if Nick Saban were coming out of that tunnel. Miami's another level. They had an essential bye week last week. Carson Beck will take what you give him. Miami will go on 10, 12, 15 play drives if that's how South Florida wants to play it. Byron Brown has no athletic advantage over Miami, who has a wicked front. I look at the number being 17.5. They're begging you to take South Florida. Begging you. I'm taking Miami.
This is the most this podcast bet.
Yeah,
because I can't imagine there's going to be a lot of people willing to lay 17.5 to South Florida. But there it is staring you in the face. Why is it 17.5? Why, after South Florida just did this a week ago, would the book set the line at 17.5? And I'm just not going to be the sucker who takes the 17 and a hook. They even put the hook on the other side. I think the best part of the cap from you was Miami's front. I think their D-line in that opener against the quality Notre Dame offensive line looked the part of a title contender. If you've got Byron Brown, who can get kind of sloppy mechanically, under duress, maybe a turnover or two. You know what happened last year? It was close early. It finished 50-15.
Yeah, I could see it being similar. Here's the other thing. Any of these Florida matchups with Miami, Florida State, South Florida, Florida Atlantic, Florida Tech, Florida fuck University, whatever. All these kids know each other. All these kids talk shit. Like Miami knows what's up. Miami knows exactly. There is no way after last week, if they walk in sleepy, Cristobal should be fired. I love Miami to roll in that spot.
I'm going to bet it too.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.